Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Republican candidate for Governor Zach Lane rallied party activists at the GOP state convention over the weekend to kick off the general election. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Lane says his campaign is about solving the long-term systemic problems facing the state, and he says showing a better vision for the state will help Republicans win.
We can beat them on every issue. That's why they don't want to talk about issues. That's why they're talking about me personally. You know, Rob Sands says he's a unifier. He's had 20 years as a career politician, and he has no bipartisan support to show for it. He is not a unifier. He is a divider and a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Democratic candidate Rob Sand has been state auditor since 2019 and worked as a state assistant attorney general before that. He says his campaign got more donations from registered Republicans than Lane's campaign did during the primary. Lane also thanked outgoing Governor Kim Reynolds for her leadership. Reynolds says Lane is going to be a phenomenal governor. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation for Dubuque and 10 other counties impacted by a series of severe storm systems that began on June 5th. The declaration opens up state resources to recover from storm damage, including the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program and the Disaster Case Advocacy Program. Additional disaster proclamations are expected for widespread wind damage brought by a derecho and a tornado outbreak that blew across the region last Wednesday and Thursday. People under 21 in Illinois are no longer allowed to buy intoxicating hemp products under a new law signed by the governor. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill package Friday aimed at regulating intoxicating hemp-derived products. That includes synthetic cannabinoids like Delta 8, which will be reclassified as cannabis and regulated in the same way. Starting in November, the legislation outlines requirements around the packaging and labeling of those hemp products and how they're marketed. It will also expand access to medical cannabis and allow drive-through and curbside pickup options at dispensaries. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says a bipartisan solution is needed to ensure Social Security remains solvent. The latest estimates show early next decade, shortfalls in the system will require cuts, possibly more than 20%, unless something is done. Durbin, a Democrat, is partnering with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to urge congressional action. The senator recalls when he first started on Capitol Hill in the 1980s, Social Security faced a similar challenge.
It was under President Ronald Reagan, and a Democratic Congress worked with that president and bought 50 years of solvency for Social Security, 1983 to 2033.
Durbin says the average monthly benefit is about $2,500, and many seniors rely on those payments as their primary source of income. Over the weekend, protesters gathered once again on the corner of John Deere Road and 16th Street in Moline to raise awareness about systemic racial inequality. The roughly two dozen participants waved signs and implored motorists to honk their horns in solidarity. The gathering marked the sixth anniversary of the weekly demonstration held by Progressive Action for the Common Good. Co-organizer Karen Unsicker says it's necessary to continue holding the protest, which began in response to the 2020 murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer.
Because racism is still alive and well in our country, and I feel like we're going backwards in the last few years. It just breaks my heart. It's like I'm ashamed in a way.
Progressive Action for the Common Good has scheduled the half-hour demonstrations to continue every Saturday at noon near the South Park Mall for the foreseeable future. An actor who's performed on the Quad Cities Theater stage is fulfilling a lifelong dream of becoming a Disney princess. WVIK's Jonathan Turner explains 31-year-old Savannah Bay Strandon of Rockford has set sail on the newest Disney cruise line.
A musical theater major at Western Illinois University and veteran of Circa 21, she had submitted audition material for Disney Cruise Line before and did again in January 2025. Strandon got cast to play Cinderella on the Disney Adventure, offered a two-year contract with breaks, and she initially was scared to commit to 2 years to September 2027, but was inspired by seeing one production she'd be part of called Seize the Adventure, where Goofy is asked by Minnie Mouse to pilot a ship.
He's realizing, like, he's capable of anything. And Minnie comes back and she goes, "How'd it go?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, I don't know if I'd be a very good captain because I kind of went off course a little bit." And Minnie says, "You can never go off course if you follow your heart." And I immediately started sobbing. I'm getting emotional now. And that's when I knew. I was like, I have to do this. I have to say yes.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.